Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and the conclusion of our two-part study in Revelation chapter 20 titled Life in the Millennial Kingdom. This is part two of two.
White like wool, white as snow, eyes were a flame of fire. Look at this. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. That's what you're going to be like. We will be like him. Now that's an artistic rendering that's closer than all these other, you know, Kenny Loggins look-alike pictures that you see out there. White like wool, eyes flame of fire. I mean, it's just, whew. Yeah, we're back. That's me right here.
We couldn't tell because of the hair.
Now, he will still be Almighty God, but we will share in his glory.
Amen.
Just a tiny bit's all I need. Mm-hmm. It's all we need.
Hallelujah.
What we see about Jesus in his glorified state will be true about us in our glorified state. We're going to vanish in thin air. That's what happened.
Yes.
Luke 24, 30 and 31, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and break it. We still get to eat. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
And no belly.
Right.
And their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. Oh, wow. I just... And then we're going to be able to appear from nowhere. Luke 24, 36, 37. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. And they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. You get that? That's what it says. That's what it says. We're going to be like that. John 20, 26. Passing through walls. After 8 days, again, his disciples were within. They're inside, indoors. And Thomas with them. Thomas. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Stop doing that. I'm not making it up. That's what it says. Have I lost anybody? Does anybody here want to say, oh, I just don't really think we should take that literal? I take it literal.
Amen.
We can fly. You don't need a cape. You don't need anything strapped to your back. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. Wouldn't that be cool? We kind of go up and then we on a cloud. Hey, Thomas, I'll see you. I'm going to go over to Jamaica right now. Just check it out.
Great. Love your hair.
Yes. And lest you doubt, it is what it is, as we read. When he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
I just think you let that sink in, and it'll make you more excited about serving the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The more you read the Word of God, the more you study, the more you learn, the more excited you're going to find yourself getting, the more radical, fanatical, you're going to be so weird to the rest of the world, they're just not going to be able to stand to be around you. Yep. That's why God made the local church.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. When you get in the Word, you really get a hold of this, you get so weird that you've got to come to church to have friends.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you, now, you can have friends in a very general sense out there, but start talking about these things. You better be careful these days, they'll lock you up. But listen, This is exciting stuff. We're going to one more lesson on this, and then we're going to keep going. But I just encourage you, take this and go home and study this for yourself. And as you read through the Word, keep your eyes out for this stuff. We can't cover it all. There's other stuff you're going to see in there, and it's going to be, whoa. It's just an amazing book, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise God. Let's have a word of prayer, and then anybody can feel free to leave if you need to, but I'll give the floor for a few minutes of questions. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in your Word. We're so thankful for the opportunity to just open it up and read it, just to read it and believe it. I want to take a couple of minutes, Lord, and lift up a few prayer requests that have come over the internet. And there are several unspoken requests sent by private message. Lord, we know you know each need. We pray for little Benaiah Bardwell that he doesn't have any seizures tonight. And Lord, that you just touch him and heal him. We pray for the Bardwell Van Fund that they'll get the rest of the money they need for that van. That you'll continue to open the doors for them to minister over there in Ukraine. We pray for the family of Donald who passed away, but we're thankful that Donald is in your presence.
Amen.
I want to pray for Marilyn and Dana and Mariah, their pregnancy, and Lord, that the babies will just continue to grow in the womb and be healthy. We pray for Sister Lorian, who's dealing with these personal and legal matters over in England, and Lord, that you'd give them the victory.
Amen.
And we just pray for this groom's family and this terrible ordeal with their two daughters being victimized by a pastor. And Lord, we pray for that pastor to repent, to confess. And Lord, for these little girls to be ministered to, and for Tommy and Candy and all their needs. We pray for Sister Elizabeth in Taiwan. We just pray for her husband to get a job, and Lord, also, as she said, be more responsible. Pray for her daughter who is going to have this exam for her senior year of high school. It's very important. And for Elizabeth, you just encourage her, strengthen her, and help her in this time of struggle. And Lord, we pray for Abel, who's going through tests his final semester and earning what he called an IB diploma. And we pray for Kernessa's dad, Wade's father-in-law, Pastor Dennis Hicks. And they say that he's still got that walking pneumonia and a spot on his lung. And Lord, he's a wonderful man of God. We just pray, Lord, that you'd touch him and heal him. Give him strength. We pray for this fella down in my hometown who works with my Uncle Brian. And he's a volunteer at the fire department there in Wheelersburg. And had a hip replacement and everything was going well. And then had a clot that was dissolved, but then fell and broke three vertebrae, and now has blood on the brain and has not regained consciousness. And Lord, we pray for him. I don't know his condition, salvation, but I know if he works with Brian, I know Brian's preached the gospel to him. And Brother Larry Franklin, his wife, who's just gone away from you. We pray for your mercy and grace for Larry, and that you'd bring his wife to her knees with repentance.
Amen.
Sheila's brother and his family, as he's dealing with pancreatic cancer. And Jim Lawman, who we prayed for off and on, he continues to struggle. And we just pray for him and Leslie. Lord, there's so many who are hurting. Folks here, I just pray that if there are people here who aren't going through anything, they'll be grateful.
Amen.
That they'll take time to thank you for the peace, for the good health, for the paid bills,
yes,
for the house and the automobile and everything they have. And Lord, may we be ever thankful and ever grateful, and show it by the way we live and by telling others about Jesus Christ while we still have time. All these things we pray in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. I know some of you might need to go, have a good weekend, and God bless you. We'll see you here, there, in the air. Anybody who wants to stay, we'll take some questions. So if you leave, just keep it down so we can hear. Mariah, you have a question?
I've heard it said when you mentioned that, you know, if you don't live a certain way as a Christian, you may not be in the kingdom. Well, I've heard it said that the people who will be serving will be in New Jerusalem. And then that if you didn't do so many works or you didn't live for the Lord, you would be then on the earth with everybody else. That only those who served faithfully and were considered faithful would be in New Jerusalem.
You're kind of like on house arrest for 1,000 years.
Yeah. I don't know. To be honest with you, I haven't read any of these theories that I buy into on that level, as far as like people not being allowed into New Jerusalem. The Bible, here's why I don't buy that, is we've quoted it from Galatians, and it says that the Jerusalem that is above is the mother of us all, and that it's our home. And so if you're a Christian, I believe you'll be in the New Jerusalem. And you'll be in the kingdom. And thank God that all of our sins have been paid for.
And
I've heard it from a number of people. I just don't buy it. I've listened to their case, and I don't think they have a case. There will be repercussions for not living for the Lord.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're not going to be allowed in the New Jerusalem or in the kingdom. And so we'll talk about more of that as we continue on.
My second one was when you talked about suffering and willing to suffer. I've heard this scenario before, and I kind of thought about it. I wondered what you thought. It was this mother was speaking to her daughter, and your daughter loved going to church, went faithfully, enjoyed it, had no problem with it. But her mother, when speaking to her, said, well, your brother will receive more reward in heaven because he really struggles with going to church. And he doesn't really like going, but he goes to church. So he'll receive more reward than you because he's struggling with it. And since you enjoy going to church, you may not receive as much reward.
Like there's a theological term for that. It's baloney. a lot of people will come up with ways to try to guilt trip you. Be very careful of listening to that and doing it. You know, what we want to do is simply tell them what the Bible says. And the Bible says that if you love the Lord and you come to church and you love coming to church, that that is the way it ought to be. And the fact that somebody's struggling and doesn't like coming and they come anyway doesn't mean they're going to get more reward. That's just, like I said, there's a lot of silliness that you'll hear out there about all this.
Like, you won't be rewarded for being in rebellion.
Right.
It's like the cheerful giver.
If the guy who's coming struggling because he doesn't want to be there, he's not going to be rewarded for that.
Amen.
And that's why I tell people, we don't guilt trip people into coming to church here. I tell you, if you don't want to be here, don't come. It's between you and the Lord. But if you don't want to be here, then don't come. But I believe that if you're right with the Lord in any way, you want to be in a church that's teaching the Word. And if you start to think that this isn't a place for you, I always say, yeah, go visit. You know why? Because I know what you're going to get. I mean, if we had, and let me tell you this, if there was a good church within a few miles of here and you decided to go there, I'd God bless you. You know, that's...
There was a good church within a few miles, we'd have went there.
Yeah, 10 years ago, we wouldn't have started this. 11 years ago, how long has it been? 10 years?
11 this June.
11 this June. And that's why we started this. We tried to go here and there. And so we want to be here because we love the Word of God.
Amen.
And we love the people of God.
Hallelujah.
And so we're here for those reasons. Yeah. Yeah, Johnny?
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I mean, ultimately, it's probably similar to the idea of, you know, how we look at salvation nowadays is that, you know, we know what God's Word says, of course, but we can't always tell each individual person we find. Because it can, you know, when you just look at the outward appearance, we can't see the heart.
Amen. And be very careful trying to judge who's going to heaven, who's not, but also who you think is going to, you know, get the most rewards and all that. Yeah. We don't know. We don't know. That's just something we can't do. Yeah, Thomas?
Paul said that we will have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
So I always take that as when we judge the angels, because we will have the mind of Christ, we will judge them equitably.
Absolutely. That's very important.
That's right.
That's very important. You're not, right now, you're not fit to judge angels.
No.
The only thing we're fit to judge is whenever we see something that goes against the Word of God.
Right.
So even then, it's the mind of Christ.
Amen. Right.
But we're still so fallible that we got to be very careful. But when it comes to the time we're in glory, we're not going to be walking around with our King James Bible. We're going to have it here.
And one thing I was wondering is, when I get that glorified body, I get that mind, will I and the rest of the people's body of Christ be able to understand that how God is eternal, and those who are not part of the body of Christ will not be able to understand?
Yeah, I believe that that's one of the things that having the mind of Christ will help us to understand some of these things, that like the Trinity we can talk about all night long, and we can't say that we even understand it even. The incarnation and many things about God and about the Word of God. But when we have a glorified mind, we'll have the capability of understanding it. I want to say this. I don't think you just get up there and boom, you got it all. I think we'll be learning for eternity because God is omniscient. He knows more than we can ever learn.
Amen. That's true.
And so we will always be learning and learning and learning. But we'll have the mind of Christ with the understanding. And that's an exciting thing to think about. And we won't be, you know, I struggle. I try to tell everybody. I struggle trying to memorize Bible verses. And I'll memorize it, think I got it, and then when I need it, sometimes it's not there. Other times, when I need it, God gives it to me. I didn't even know I had memorized it.
Amen.
You ever had that happen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just talk to somebody and a verse pop in your head, like, you know, where did that come from? You know? So it's amazing how that works. But yeah, Tracy?
Because we're going to have the mind of Christ, that means we want to know everything that happened and why it happened.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a reception of it and with a comprehension. I don't think you just have an encyclopedic mind immediately. I think you learn it. We're going to learn it through the judgment seat of Christ. When you're up there and you're at the judgment seat of Christ, we're going to see all believers judged. You're going to learn all that. It's not going to already be there. And the same thing at the great white throne. When we hear all these people judged, that's when we learn all this stuff. It's not implanted, you know, immediately, you know, given to you.
Like a hive mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you hear the judgment, you hear the things that God tells us. And the good thing is, I just believe you'll have automatic recall.
Yes.
When you learn something, you learn it. It's done.
And it sort of reminds you of the, this is one of the interesting science fiction stories, but I'm sure this connects to it, that we don't really, just how little of the mind we use right now.
Yeah, I think there's some debate about it. But I mean, the general comment is you only use 10% of your brain. Yeah. I've heard that it's not really that low, but we don't use anywhere near the capacity we even have. And during the transformation from what we are to what we will be, it could be, you know, just like your body will be glorified, but the brain will almost be unlocked. And then now you'll use it completely the way it was intended. And that's why I always say, I think the smartest man, other than the God-man Jesus, the smartest man to ever walk the earth was Adam. I believe Adam was created perfectly the way God intends for us to eventually be. But then because of the fall, that's when he started having the same problems you and I have.
Well, I read about a man one day who wasted not his time away. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of fail. He trusted one who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Old Daniel.
God does who brought him safely out.
Oh, Daniel, pray.
Oh, Daniel, pray every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel, serve the living God while upon this earth he tried.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree. He trusted God to set him free.
Set him free.